Okay. What about a type of thing made with cornmeal that's usually cooked with onions and fried and eaten with fish?
Hush puppy.
Okay. And what about a kind that is boiled with greens in cheesecloth?
Well, some people called them corn digests. We called them,
corn dumplings?
Dumplings, uh-huh, corn dumplings, because we used to have them with turnip greens when they were real little.
And that's a funny thing, corn dodger. Some people say corn dodger is the dumpling, and some people say it's a hush puppy. So that's what I was trying to find out, what it is in your area. A kind of cornbread that's soft enough to dish up with a spoon.
Spoon bread.
Right. How about something that's made of just meal and water, and you boil it, and it's, I think it's kind of like oatmeal.
Mush.
Yeah. Is that any good?
I never have eaten any.
Okay. Ever hear it called kush?
I believe I have, but I'm not real familiar with that term.
Okay. If you said there were basically two kinds of bread, one is the homemade kind and the other is?
The bought bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bakery bread.
Yeah. What do you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And a kind of thing that's sweet with a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Yeah. And are there different types?
Oh, yes, indeed. There are yeast donuts. There are cake donuts. They're just flour donuts.
Okay. And if you were buying flour, you'd say, I'm going to buy two what of flour?
2 pounds. Mm-hmm. And you would buy either plain or self-rising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And then, talking about eggs, the two parts of the egg are the...
Well, now, I would say the yellow and the white, but I should say the yolk and the white.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then different ways of preparing eggs. If you cook them in the shell, that's...
Boiling.
Okay. And if you break them and let them drop into hot water?
That's poaching.
Mm-hmm. I guess I better look at this. Let's see. Oh, yeah. What would you call the kind of fat, salt meat that you might boil with greens?
Salt pork.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it had no lean at all.
Fatback.
Mm-hmm. And bacon if it has a lot of lean?
Mm-hmm.
If you cut the side of a hog, what would you call it?
Side meat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you say bacon, is that the sliced kind?
Well, it can either be sliced or slab.
Ah, okay. And then what is the skin? What is the skin? What is the part you have to cut off?
The skin.
Is there another name?
The rind.
Yeah, this is obviously not a good night for me in trying to ask questions. The kind of meat then that's ground and served in patties or...
Sausage.
And the man who kills or sells meat is a...
Butcher.
And if the meat got old and didn't taste good, you'd say it's?
Rancid.
Or?
Stale.
Or? It's no good at all.
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. How about butter? What would you say of it?
Butter was, well, any sort of grease, I think, anything that was greasy, you could say was rancid or was stale.
Mm-hmm. What about of milk, if it's thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. And what is the kind of cheese you make out of that?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. Do you ever make that?
Never have tried, but I do have a yogurt maker, which is very similar to clabber, really.
I guess it is the same idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's certainly sour.
Mm-hmm.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse meat, head cheese.
Mm-hmm.